High school students at a special needs school walked out this morning to protest the board's decision to shut down enrollment for any incoming grade 9 students.
We need our school to stay. That's all. It's a powerful school.
People with needs need to come here and learn and get help.
The Toronto District School Board made the call last week. Hayden Park is the TDSB's only high school exclusively for girls, including transgender and non-binary students with special education needs. It is a small school with around 142 students in attendance.
When I went to a quote-unquote normal high school, I got picked on a lot.
Sarah McCoy is a grade 12 transfer student at Hayden Park. She joined classmates in the walkout this morning that took place directly in front of the school.
And I was straight 40s, 50s kid. I didn't get really good grades. I didn't, get the help that I needed. So ever since I started coming here, I'm getting 70s and 80s, and I'm graduating, and I'm getting the good grades and the help that I need.
School board trustee Deborah Williams, who was at the school this morning, says the decision inevitably came down to limited enrollment.
There were 9 students expected for the upcoming school year in 2025-2026, and that was not determined to be a viable program.
A staff member at the school who prefers to remain anonymous as they fear repercussions for speaking out told us the bulk of admissions don't happen until June. They said there was no way of knowing exactly how many students would be coming in before the end of this month. Their grade 9 class now has 22 students. They're hoping the board will reconsider and reverse the decision. With this in mind,
2 weeks ago, they blocked all admissions to grade 9, citing low enrollment, without the context that the low enrollment was engineered by their decision.
Member of Provincial Parliament Jessica Bell was at the walkout today to speak with students. She says education hasn't been properly funded to keep up with inflation and population growth for years now.
It's resulted in school boards having to make these terrible choices where they are looking at cutting funding to special education or possibly closing schools like Hayden Park.
Javier Ocaranza's daughter, Selena, is going into grade 9. Her mother attended the walkout. She says Selena was supposed to start school here next fall.
There's no other school in the TDSB that has a school like Hayden for her. I have looked for 2 years, and their alternatives are not viable.
With the school no longer accepting new students, Javier says her options are slim now. The TDSB told parents all students planning to attend next year will be redirected to other schools. Javier says Selena was referred to another school, but that it doesn't have the same supports she needs.
If the alternatives don't meet her needs, how is that an accommodation?
Javier told our station that her daughter, Selena, needs extensive accommodations to succeed at school. Selena is diagnosed with ADHD, dyslexia, and at 14 years old, she is working at a grade 2 level.
Not even just education, it means emotional, psychological. And she'll make friends. My daughter is going to grade 9 and does not have any friends. And if they take this school away, then where are these students going to go?
The staff member our station spoke with at the school says the board's decision is more than just closing down enrollment, that it could have detrimental effects to the longevity of the school, not just for new students.
So the board is not using the word close because there is a moratorium on school closures, but with a school as small as ours, blocking grade 9 and all new admissions gives us probably another year timeline before we wouldn't be feasible.
There are 142 students in attendance, but Hayden Park is a continuous intake school. People have to be recommended into the school by guidance counselors and IPRC committees, according to staff. These committees are made up of at least 3 members of relevant staff, and they must have at least a principal or supervisory officer of the board present to evaluate. The staff member who spoke to us said lots of kids at the school start off in mainstream schools and end up switching to Hayden Park once they realize their needs aren't being adequately met. We asked them what would happen to already enrolled students if the school were to close.
I'm sorry, I get choked up thinking about that. They will be sent back to their home schools where they will fall through the cracks. And that's what Hayden Park is here for. We're the net. We catch them.
The board's trustee, Deborah Williams, says she understands how valuable the programming is at Hayden Park.
The opportunities it offers to female students, gender nonconforming, non-binary students, that's unique in our system. I describe it as a safe haven, to be honest.
Williams says she is speaking with parents at the school to hear their concerns and is focused on next steps. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.